back. Oh. We are back.
Finally.
The Smallville MFs have returned from their slumber.
Their slumber.
We have returned from being exiled from our peers, and we seek vengeance.
A.K.A. the weekend.
A.K.A. the... What?
I mean, we don't really do it on the weekdays.
Oh, yeah, we don't. Well, we do. We do it on the weekdays a lot, actually.
Sometimes.
But we're back.
Is that what we're wearing? Special report?
We're back. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
The Smallville MFs are back.
Also known as the Reverse Flash.
Also know I'm wearing a Reverse Flash shirt. Jesse's wearing that Flash shirt.
That Barry Allen shirt.
Even though we were doing Smallville. And
had to mention that.
Had to mention that. Just because we look fresh AF.
I'll probably wear this tomorrow, today.
I'm definitely wearing this tomorrow. You're going to wash it tomorrow?
I'm wearing Monday.
Oh, you know it.
You going to wear it Monday, too?
Not probably. Maybe. You want?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, heck yeah.
3 days. Maybe.
3 days. People will think it's gross, but we'll tell them we just wash it.
I mean, I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, besides the people that listen to the podcast. So, yeah. So, this episode... Somebody save me. Don't care how you do it, just say ooh ooh me.
Say ooh ooh me.
Say ooh ooh. Say ooh ooh.
What do they say?
Say ooh ooh.
Somebody
say ooh ooh.
Ooh ooh.
Say it.
Ooh, ooh.
I don't care how you say it, just say it.
Ooh ooh.
Keep saying it.
Main menu.
Shimmer. We're on the shimmer.
Yep, on that 10th episode grind.
On that 10th episode grind.
Oh, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
It's good stuff. So, this episode, villain... What? Okay, this episode, Clark is helping Lana donating blood because, for some reason, Whitney doesn't want to help. Whitney has some problem right now.
His father?
We'll get to that in a minute. What? He has some kind of problem. Lana's fed up with it. Clark's like, I'm moving in. I'm moving in on this relationship, trying to get out of the friend zone and get into the...
That boyfriend, girlfriend zone?
Get into the hug zone. Get out of the friend zone, get into the end zone, if you know what I mean.
Nope.
Oh, wait, end zone is not... End zone is like...
Right above the touchdown.
Right above the touchdown. So, I was just trying to do the rhyming. Still have to do that rap, the Smallville rap.
If Diggy does subscribe...
If we get more of those subscribers, like, seriously, people, get CastBox, tell your friends to get CastBox, and tell them that Smallville MFs is where it's at, because...
It is.
Because it is, and because, like, I mean, don't you want to hear us rap about Smallville?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Like, that's the best thing
White
in the world.
White people rapping, dude?
White, yeah. We could be the new Eminem.
Better.
I could be the new Eminem, and then Jesse can be the new Malcolm Moore.
Whatever, bro.
Well, Malcolm Moore's a good rapper.
Not Eminem, though.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Freaking your eyes and inside out.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's gross. Stop. Put it back. That's better.
Yeah, no, put it back.
You put it back already.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah,
that's
sorry, gross. I didn't put it back. I was just probably
that was
bro.
Gross.
There's something about it.
That's pretty weird.
There's something in my eye, bro.
Oh. Wait, just...
You see anything?
No, but you know what you have to do?
What?
You have to, like, yeah, you don't blink for a while, and lean your head, like, lean your eyes down, like this way, like that way, and then just, let your eyes water.
So keep myself from blinking.
Yeah, just keep yourself from blinking. There you go. Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I know what to do. I'm the eye master.
Oh, never mind. No, sorry.
where were we at? Because, like...
Donation.
The shimmer. Okay. This girl is always being treated terribly.
Which I can see how.
Yeah. And, well, while this girl is being treated terribly... Clark's doing his whole thing, like, Clark's doing the whole blood drive thing, and Lana's like, why don't you donate? He's like, I have the thing with needles. So, yeah.
In this episode, Clark's really not the good guy. Like, he's not the hero.
No, he... Yeah, he is.
I mean, he comes in at the end, but really, Lex handles everything, pretty much.
Well, I mean, Clark helps a lot, though.
Well, he does, yeah.
Like, Clark tells Lex who's been... Who... Oh, bro. Okay, don't you feel just so sympathetic for Lex? Like, so sad for Lex when he's like, my watch is missing. My mom gave it to me before she died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
I was like, okay, well, that girl took it, and I was like, oh, nice.
Like, oh, my gosh. That I felt so bad, man. It hits me right in the feels when he talks about his mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
That's pretty rough. Oh,
man.
Did you ever go over watch she died?
Yeah, remember he was, like, chemo or whatever?
Oh, yeah, her, cancer.
Her heart, she had a bad heart.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that was so sad. Like, hit me right in the feels, man.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
God dang. Lex has such a tragic backstory.
That's why he comes along.
That's, I don't know, maybe. Maybe that or his dad, his freaking dad.
The OG Lex.
The OG Lex. You know it.
Pushes him too far.
Pushes him just a little bit too far. Too over the edge. No, I'm kidding. If any of you got that reference, then good.
Nope, didn't get it, sorry.
But this girl just keeps getting bullied. Her brother's there, but he sticks up for her like once. And then her mom doesn't do anything. Were you just in the house?
She's all crying.
Yeah. What was her name?
I'm not sure. Nothing important.
Nothing important. Her name was like Jessie or something like that.
Or maybe Noah.
No, seriously, I'm serious.
Like, I don't think it's Jessie.
What?
She's no need to look at it.
There's no need to
look it up. She has no means.
She has no meaning. Her name has no meaning. Oh, let's talk about Lex's girl.
She's hot.
Fine AF.
But she's evil.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Bush, yeah.
Thank you. Sorry.
Sorry.
But, dude, she's fine AF.
Oh, yeah, true.
Like, one of those hot, evil ones.
It happens.
It's always the evil ones that are the hottest.
It's always the quiet ones.
It's always the quiet ones. If anyone got that, because
no,
haven't
told him yet.
In the beginning of the episode, the guy that bullies the girl in the beginning, he's like, it's always the quiet ones, and the brother never says anything.
Because
the brother was the bad guy the whole time. What a twist. And that Shyamalan, get on that.
It was a big twist. I thought it was the girl the whole time.
You did.
And then I showed the video, I was like, what the heck?
You thought it was the guy at first.
No, I didn't.
No, remember, you were like, oh, it's the guy.
Oh, no.
And then
the
I was like, no, it's not. Obviously not.
Even though it was.
Yeah.
But,
so.
That wraps up this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so, no, I'm kidding.
I'm Noah. He's Jesse. We're out.
We're out. Dab on the haters. Anyone that hates this channel hates Jesus. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Anyone that hates this channel hates Smallville.
Join my Marvelism religion.
Okay, I'm out. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry, baby.
This is a DC show. We don't go over Marvel.
It's a good one.
We don't.
What
shirt are you wearing? Jesse, what shirt are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing a jacket right now.
What shirt are you wearing under that jacket?
I don't know, I can't see it.
A Flash shirt, Jesse. A DC shirt, if you will.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No shirt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's no Marvel we are right now.
I was going to get a Doctor Strange one.
Yeah, you were. Flash is way better, though.
That was it. Okay.
That's right. Anyway.
I thought you were trying to give me a lesson or something, like, how
no.
you downstairs. I was like,
no.
Waiting for you, like, see, like.
No. 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 Domestic violence in our home. Someone breaks in, shoots Jesse, spares me.
Hey, are you that Noah kid from the junior high? Yes.
Yes. Oh, oh cool. Yeah, hey. Sure,
put this in your newspaper, son.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, sir.
But, gotta appreciate Smallville for giving us that bathtub scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that...
Dude.
That,
no better. You don't get no better than that.
There's no... life doesn't get better than that bathtub scene. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, you gotta look it up on your own.
Episode 10,
Lex's Shimmer.
Lex's girl. Bathtub scene.
Bathtub.
See.
Veronica, right?
Yep.
Or...
Yes, Veronica.
Is that her name?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's Victoria.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Gotta admire the classics. I'm gonna pull up the bathtub scene again. Just because, I mean, we will hear it, but you won't. You just gotta look it up for yourself. Anyone?
The OG Lex trying to.
The OG Lex. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, wait, pause right here. Oh my god! Yeah, I play.
Oh, the kiss! The kiss! They don't kiss.
Dude, my man Clark was twice away for this episode from kissing her.
Twice.
He.
Yep.
Babied it out.
Freaking learns about Whitney's dad having a heart bat.
And they can't pull himself to do so.
Yeah, so he's like, I gotta do the right thing.
Pull the Superman.
I'm pulling up the bathtub scene. Oh gosh. You don't need anything from the internet. All you need is YouTube for this.
Yeah.
Gotta admire the classics. Alright, let's stop. Is this sexist saying this?
No.
Gotta admire the bathtub scene?
No, we're
good. Oh, no, I mean, yeah, what? No, there's nothing.
Giving them a compliment.
Giving them how well they shot the scene, yeah. The camera angle.
Did anyone else see her stuff, though? Like,
I wonder. If anyone in the back was like, oh my god.
Michael Rosenbaum, since you're 14, you weren't actually allowed to see this at all.
Michael really. Rosenbaum?
Oh, no.
Tom Welling.
Tom Welling, Jesus.
Tom Welling's not 14.
It was 14 in the show.
He was supposed to look 14.
He's 23.
Tom Welling was like 23 when he did the role. Which is so weird.
They should have got a 14-year-old to play the 14-year-old.
That's not how shows worked in the 90s. Or, that's not how shows worked back then. I don't want to say back then because that would make Smallville sound old. And it's not.
Well, not first season's kind of old.
Kind of, I guess.
But the new season's not old. What, 2012, right?
Let's see, how old is Smallville?
2001.
No, when did Smallville end? 2011.
Close 12.
Or 12, yeah. So, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 5 years ago, Smallville was on. God. That makes me not feel old at all.
Or does it? Only 5 years.
Well, 5 years can.
Do you remember when it was coming out on my TV and stuff still?
I actually do.
Really?
Yes, I do. I remember, like, I only watched one episode when it aired, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You weren't into it back then?
I mean, I watched it a whole lot when I was really little.
Really?
Yeah. Like, let's see, when I was six?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I mean, this show is my life, of course, already. When I say my life, I don't mean, like, I love this show to death. I mean, like, this podcast is my job.
Yeah.
It's Jesse's job, too.
And for now.
For now.
Trying to get that song.
Trying to get those subscribers.
You know you can't get paid to do this.
You can.
On this app?
On a podcast.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that? You thought we were doing this for fun? Haha, that's funny.
Okay.
We're not doing this for fun.
Rolling the money.
We're doing this for money.
Send me the money.
We got to have money.
If you guys want us to continue season 2, we need a donation of...
We need a donation, continue season 2.
Someone gives us like $100,000.
Oh my gosh, that would be the...
We would not tell our parents. It'd be ours.
It would be ours. They'd be like,
What's that big box? Nothing.
We deserve all that money. No, you don't.
Our parents would take it from us in a heartbeat if we told them.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. We would college.
Bro, like, we would keep that
instantly. Buy our own house, buy a studio.
Oh my gosh. I would totally buy more gear for the podcast.
I'd buy a house with a studio in it.
Wouldn't you just want to rent a place?
Nope, buy it. Straight up buy it.
I wouldn't straight up buy something.
Why? Like a mansion? Because,
no, like, I would straight up buy, like,
a little trailer?
Yeah, a little, no, like, more like,
camper.
I would just buy something that would help us out with the podcast, like microphones and stuff like that.
That's cheap. Maybe those are cheap. You still have, like, $90,000 left to spend.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And then I would, put it to college. College costs so much, dude.
We don't need to put it to college.
College costs so much.
All we gotta do is buy a mansion, but with a studio in it, and then we'll have, like...
We don't need a mansion.
Hopefully have, like, 40 grand
left to, like... Two people on their own don't need a mansion.
No, but share it.
Oh my god, one person on their own?
Tom Brady has, like, 8 of them.
That's stupid.
Why? He has one everywhere he goes.
Well, Tom Brady parties all the time.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does.
He's old. He don't party.
He's
got a family.
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of someone else.
Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah.
From the Cowboys.
But, no. But, no, like, if you have a family, it's okay.
Okay, alright, not a mansion, but, like, this, like the place we're right now, but one big one.
Like,
this
is one. Yeah, like, one whole one?
Yeah, not, like, what this is right now. I'm talking about, like, the like all four of those put in one. Like, a house that looks
like a big house, but, like, not a mansion.
Yeah, not a mansion.
Because
not
if you're a mansion alone, it's super creepy.
It's super cool, though.
It's creepy, though. Like, imagine you're the only one in the house at night.
It's not that bad.
It's creepy. Someone could come in there and kill you.
Well, that's why you have a bunch of good security cameras.
If I... more like security guards.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be okay with security guards.
Like, we could live off of that for, like, 3 whole years.
Dude, I would just get a bunch of stuff that help us with our podcast.
What are you going to do with the last little bit besides college? There's no need to put it in college. We're taking this podcasting seriously.
Yeah.
So, if someone gave us $100,000 to can do a podcast while we're
like,
in college...
I'd be like, can you give us more?
It's actually Michael Rosenbaum making the donations.
But I bet Michael Rosenbaum doesn't make as much money as he used to.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. No, no.
Or what if he still made money off of Smallville? How? That would be weird.
You can't.
That'd be confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
How?
Like how Stanley's still making money off of his old movies.
Right.
Like the first Hulk movie.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
How?
If someone buys it, if someone still buys it, or someone, like, rents it, like, he gets the money from it.
You mean his company does?
Well, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, because that'd be cool, though. That'd be a lot of money if he's rolling in.
Yeah.
And he's, like, 90. What's he gonna do with it?
I don't know. He's, like, what's that one guy from Playboy?
I have no idea.
You know which guy I'm talking about, right?
There's an old guy, uh-huh.
And he's like the person that runs Playboy.
Really?
Yeah.
He died. The guy who owned Playboy died not too long ago.
He didn't die.
Yeah.
He did?
Yep.
Hold on. Let me... I'll look it up after.
The plausible guy. I actually
want
to see.
I don't want... Okay.
Yeah, because this is a big deal.
Oh. He's dead.
Told you. I thought he died not too long ago.
I thought you meant like last year or something. I was like, no way. And he died September 27th. I was like, oh my gosh. It didn't say when he was born though, which is kind of weird.
They don't need to figure out when the guy who made Playboy was born. When he made Playboy.
He was born when Jesus was born.
Yeah. What, 91? So 91 minus 2017 is what?
I'm kidding, dude.
I'm just saying.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Bro, so many people like. So many people died at a younger age than Stan Lee is right now.
Stanley's born 100.
So, like, thank... Oh, my gosh. Thanks so many people. Like, oh, my gosh. Stan Lee's still up and running.
Barely.
Yeah, but, like... Imagine when he dies.
It's gonna suck.
And then, like, you're watching a Marvel movie, and you're, like, waiting.
Does Stan Lee have any kids?
No. Wait, does he? He probably does.
Because they get all the rights to Marvel.
Well, after...
Yeah,
but dude, like when Stan Lee dies, and then you're watching a Marvel movie,
that's not gonna be the same.
And you're waiting for like
that Stan Lee,
and you don't see it, you're just gonna be like,
well, I kind of makes sense why they're trying to end the big story behind it before he dies, so he can be in it.
Makes sense, yeah, dude. Like when he was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
mm-hmm.
blew my freaking mind.
Well,
Because there's a fan theory, mm-hmm. that Stan Lee in all his movies is a watcher. You know what a watcher is?
No.
In the comics, a watcher in Marvel Comics, a watcher is a person that he sees all the universes, like mm-hmm. the storylines of Marvel, mm-hmm. but he can't interfere with any of them.
So what does that have
to do? So the theory is Stan Lee is a watcher. That's why he's in all the movies.
That's pretty cool.
He can't interfere, but he can see around.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure because remember the people that were around him? Mm-hmm. Those were watchers.
Everyone with him?
Yeah. Big head people?
Yeah.
Those were watchers.
So he's a watcher?
I'm pretty sure that confirms the theory.
Well, I mean, he's not playing a drastic role in anything, though.
What?
He's not playing a big role in anything, though.
Oh, I thought you said Jurassic World.
No.
The Watchers aren't supposed to interfere.
Mm-hmm. Which he doesn't.
He doesn't. He's just in all of them. He sees everything.
Mm-hmm. Like, kind of like Heimdall.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that confirms it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, is Heimdall a Watcher?
Huh? Heimdall?
Yeah.
No.
He sees everything.
He didn't see all the universes.
I thought he could.
No, he just sees, like, he can see everything in the universe.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, back to the episode.
It's been so long since we got back to that.
What were we watching again? No. Weren't we watching, Gotham?
Yeah.
But Gotham's good, though.
I don't know, bro.
You've never seen Gotham, though. It's really good. We could watch it on Netflix.
Nah. Bruce Wayne's a little kid, isn't he?
Yeah, but, like... I didn't meet the guy that played Bruce Wayne, but I went through the Q&A.
The boy who played Bruce Wayne?
I mean, yeah. You know Gotham's still on, right?
Oh, really? Yeah. Is there some, like, in seasons and stuff?
Still on Fox, yeah. You didn't know that?
Good. No fun.
It's good, dude.
Is it?
Like, Ra's al Ghul was in last season.
You mean Ra's al Ghul?
It's Ra's.
Ra's.
It's pronounced Ra's.
He says Ra's al Ghul in the movie.
It's Ra's al Ghul.
Well, he says, Batman says, well...
Yeah, that's because Batman doesn't know how to pronounce things.
That's not really him. He's like, you said...
Child of Ra's al Ghul. And then, like, the guy's like, it's Ra's.
It's Ra's. Oh. You sure it's Ra's?
It's Ra's, dude. I promise.
Who said it was Ra's?
Ra's al Ghul.
Who said that?
Ra's al Ghul says it.
But, like, the guy who made him has to confirm it was Ra's al Ghul. To be Ra's al Ghul.
I don't even know who made Ra's al Ghul.
Exactly, but... So, you have no proof. Other than the guy who was playing him.
You know what I like about DC, though?
What?
It wasn't all just made by one person. Like, so many other people came in and...
Well, Stanley didn't make everyone on... No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I'm pretty sure someone else had it, like, come up with something. Stanley made all that?
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Like, you didn't know that? No, I thought, like,
someone
could do that.
No, he made all of them.
Who has an imagination that big?
Stanley, apparently.
That's actually pretty cool. He made every single one of them?
Uh-huh. He's actually making a new one.
No, he's making a new hero?
He's making a new hero.
Who?
I don't know. Like, he hasn't named him yet.
Gonna confirm him when he dies. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll tell the world the new superhero.
Imagine he makes a new show just called Stan the Man.
No, they need the new hero is Stan Lee himself.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be pretty cool.
Man.
See, his own comic book that he already written, like...
Pretty 80, sure he has his own comic book.
80 issues of just Stan Lee already wrote before he died, but never published.
Wow.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool. Anyway, gotta get to the segment called...
I have one question. Does Marvel have their own comic book presses?
What?
Like... They have their own factories to make comic books. Like,
factory?
Yeah, to make
like
comic
building?
Books.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, the ones that print them and issue them and, like, repeatedly make them?
Yes.
I've never seen that, ever.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you can't, like, they can't show it because it would probably show spoilers of comics.
I mean, you're right. No, that's not like, going in, but I've never heard of someone, like, hey, dude, have you heard about that, like, I've seen the Marvel...
I'm pretty sure barely anyone factory. Goes in there.
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure. I just, like, you think you'd see a big building with Marvel on it, you know?
True. Anyway, back to one of my favorite segments, Jesse, you thought... So, Jesse, you thought the guy in the beginning, the mean guy, was gonna die.
Yep.
Because, like...
He got hit with the thing.
Yeah, he got hit with the
weight.
The dumbbell. You thought that guy. And then you thought Victoria was going to die.
And Lex, when the door...
I was about to say Lex. You thought Victoria was going to die because you thought she was going to drown.
Well, yeah.
Strangled and drowned. And you thought Lex was going to die twice. From the light. From the light. And then from the friggin'
kid
ending of the episode.
Dude, I thought it was in-game.
You're like, no!
Like, even though I know they live, it just seems like they're gonna die.
Bro, you barely trust Lex anymore.
But I still love him as a character. Even if he turns bad, I'm gonna be like, dude, still
when
love
you, Lex. When you saw President Lex Luthor, you were like, no!
Yeah, I don't look at him the same now.
Well, yeah, but like,
I'm still love him.
You're pretty much gonna forget about President Lex Luthor.
You think that? I'll never forget.
You're gonna forget about it when
he does something.
When he has so many when he has so many like
bad things.
When he has so many moments like that mom moment. Like, yeah, oh no, my god, care. There's so many good mom moments.
I feel bad for him, and I feel for him, but not
there's so many good sympathetic moments for Lex. I love it.
I feel a lot worse about it. I could feel a lot sadder if I knew he wasn't trying to take over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean...
Secretly.
Hey, the future can always change. Remember that. No. Future could always change. It could always change. It could change.
No, because... Cisco has already proven that it never changes.
This is a different. This is a different universe.
Obviously,
different universe means different timeline.
Obviously not, because remember there are. Tom Welling said that there might be a crossover. So I mean, it's to be a different unit. Well,
different universe.
Yeah.
The doy.
Yeah. Okay, but still.
Think McFly. Okay,
but it don't matter. He said whenever a future is set, it can't be changed. Cause
yeah, but different.
Then talking about changing it.
Different universe means a different timeline.
Yeah, but you can't change the timeline. After it's set into place.
Yeah, but you can change the person in the timeline.
See, we could have changed this conversation we have right now.
We could have, actually.
Wow.
Like this.
Runs back in time.
Sorry, we're back.
Let's not talk about timelines, though. Back to my favorite segment. Jesse, you thought... Wait a second, I already said this. Oh my gosh, I went back in time.
Time limit.
No. But out of the segment, Jesse, you thought, let's go to the segment, fashion.
Report.
We're not getting better. I feel like, yeah.
Report.
Wait, 3, 2, 1.
Fashion report or
report?
Okay, 1, 3, 2, 1.
Report. Oh, I thought we were going, like, another number after 1.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay.
Three, two, one, zero.
Oh, okay, one.
Yeah. Three, two, one, zero.
Report.
Well, yes, there. I'm stuttering on purpose, actually.
I'm sorry, baseball hit me in my head.
Yeah. Like, half of my brain is, like, fried.
Help it.
I can't help it.
I like a Dr. Pepper. So that's 27 Dr. Peppers. No, just
can
just
I get
the one with
Dr.
Pepper. So is that 37 Dr. Peppers?
Pepper.
No, just the one
Dr. Pepper. Just the one. And then, okay, that was 5 ones.
So is that 76 Dr. Pepper? No, I just want the the one.
It feels like we're making fun of people that have Parkinson's.
Actually, the guy on
Back to the Future.
No, on America's Talent was the one I remember seeing the stutter thing from. And he stuttered. Actually, he was a comedy who made fun of himself for stuttering.
Okay,
that's pretty funny. He's a pretty funny guy.
Dude, I hate America's Got Talent.
Some of the talents are pretty cool.
I hate it.
Why?
The only thing that I like about it is Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon? Oh my god, dude!
What is wrong with Nick Cannon?
You know he has the most expensive shoes in the world.
Really?
Yeah, they're diamond encrusted.
Dang.
Yeah.
Nick Cannon knows where it's at.
Yeah, good stuff.
Anyway.
You know McDonald's in New York has diamonds in the, like, wall?
You know McDonald's in New York has the Szechuan sauce?
Nuh-uh.
I'm kidding.
Getting all serious about the Szechuan sauce?
What'd you say? What'd you say about the Szechuan sauce? Back to the BTS episode?
Alright, back to the fashion report. You went first, so I'll go.
Oh, right, fashion
report. The ugly sweater that the guy was wearing, like the ugly plaid, the V-neck plaid that the
oh yeah, was that was gross. The freaking
He had a green shirt under.
He had a green shirt under a blue plaid with black, freaking black arm, black,
It was
blue plaid with black. But the thing that made it, like, most, like,
was the green shirt.
Was the green shirt under it.
Didn't match.
But also, the freaking, black sleeves, just regular black, not even plaid.
Alright, and his sister's purple turtleneck sweater.
Ugly. It was, no one rocks a turtleneck in this show.
Well, no one. Martha does.
Martha Kent is the only one that can rock a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Like, no one else. Clark can't even rock that turtleneck. Lana can't even rock
that
turtleneck.
The only thing Clark rocks is wearing multiple shirts at once.
The only thing Clark rocks is wearing, like, three shirts at once. Sometimes even four.
It's not five.
Maybe even five. Maybe even seven.
If he tries hard enough, he can get eight.
But, I would have to go... I like how he chose two.
Yeah, on this one.
I have two also. One of them would be... Okay, the weirdest turtleneck that Victoria was wearing. Because it was a turtleneck.
Was it?
Yeah, okay, she was wearing a turtleneck, but it had no sleeves.
It wasn't bad, then. Did it look bad?
But it was a no-sleeve turtleneck, though.
Did it look good?
It looked good, but...
No sleeve.
No sleeve turtleneck. That doesn't make any sense, because turtlenecks are supposed to keep you, like,
warm.
Uh-huh. But...
Take
away the sleeves. What's the purpose? What's the purpose of turtlenecks if there's no sleeves? It's so confusing. Life is so confusing. What's life without sleeves on a turtleneck?
Nothing.
To sleeve or not to sleeve? That is the question.
That is the choice. Okay, what are yours?
Oh, that's right. Enough. There's another one.
Yep.
No. Oh, right! I forgot what Chloe was wearing. That was my first one.
Yep.
Freaking Chloe's... It was like a sweater, but it was like a scarf at the same time. A sweater.
That's what we're gonna call it, a sweater.
A sweater. A scarf sweater.
We're gonna count how many times those appear in the show.
We are.
36 sweaters later.
Should we make that a segment? We should just like add that as a special.
Yeah.
The sweater.
By the way, the one wearing the sweater this week is Donald Clark. Yeah.
Why would Clark wear a sweater?
Why wouldn't Clark wear a sweater?
Right? Actually, I would rock that sweater.
I would rock a sweater.
Bro, I would get like a blue sweater.
And like
I'd get a black sweater.
A black?
Bro, I would look amazing in that.
Dude, a black sweater would be pretty nice, though. She'd have had an ugly sweater.
Did you just say sweater?
No, I said sweater.
You said sweater before that.
No, I said sweater.
Gosh.
Get your ears checked. Bro, did you just assume my gender? Sorry, I'm blind. I can't hear you.
What?
I said, I'm sorry, I'm blind. I can't hear you.
Sorry, I'm deaf. I couldn't listen.
No, that makes sense. You're supposed to do the opposite.
No.
That's, sorry, I'm deaf. I couldn't see you.
I wasn't trying to sound opposite.
It's opposite day?
It's opposite day is the day after April. Yeah. You already knew?
I'm about that opposite day life. I live by the code of the opposite.
You live by the code of the opposite.
Yes.
Ness. Of ness. If anyone really followed by the rules of opposite day, they would be talking like Bizarro.
Backwards?
Like, I remember in the Justice League show, the animated show that we're going to do podcast after Smallville.
Did he show up?
Yeah. Like, every superhero shows up, dude. Every supervillain, every superhero. Because, Lex Luthor's like, don't worry, I can handle Superman, and he goes to Bizarro, and he's like, hey, Bizarro, Superman is your best friend. And then Bizarro says, Superman am best friend. Me kill Superman. I was like super confused at first. I was like, wait, why would you tell him? And then he's like, Superman am best friend. That means Superman must die.
Like what?
I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. He's all about the Bizarro world. You ever seen Bizarro's Earth?
Mm-mm.
It's square.
It's a square?
It's a square. Bizarro's Earth is a literal square. No. I don't know how that works.
Like a square.
It's a literal square.
where it rotates and bends.
It's like a Rubik's
Cube. It's like the cube from Transformers.
Oh, the AllSpark.
Yeah.
I can't believe I remember
They also referred to it as the cube.
I haven't seen, like, Transformers in, since 2000.
Not with Sam Witwicky.
Well, I haven't seen the first one in, like, years.
Dude, the first one is the best.
The first one is the best.
Dude, do you have it?
I think I do.
We should watch it later.
Yeah, we should, actually.
It's been so long.
Because it's so good.
It was so good.
But the second one is actually pretty funny, though.
Oh, the second one's pretty good. The third
one...
It's alright. It's alright.
I mean, still has Sam Witwicky in it, so, like, I'm biased about it. I still like it.
Yeah. Only because...
And then the fourth one...
Then they replaced him with Mark Wahlberg, a.k.a. the best actor who ever lived, a.k.a.
In the fourth one. I thought one of your favorite actors was Matt Damon.
Oh, he is, but Mark Wahlberg is up there, too.
Who's better, Matt Damon or Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Dude.
Bro, you gotta see Good Will Hunting, because Ben Affleck's in that, too. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are best friends.
In real life?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
I don't know why Ben Affleck's right.
Ben Affleck, okay, have you even seen a movie with him in it, besides Batman v Superman?
I'm pretty sure I have.
Because, blame Zack Snyder for that movie.
What, the Batman v Superman movie?
Yeah. Zack Snyder was like, oh, I'm gonna make a Superman movie, and I'm gonna make 9 movies into one. Yeah. Blame Zack Snyder. Not Ben Affleck. He had nothing to do with the writing.
Ben Affleck's just not like an actor for me, bro. He's just like a... No, it's Ben Affleck.
He was in Jersey Girl.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that.
You have seen Jersey Girl?
Yeah, I have seen... I got a mom.
Oh.
It's rough.
Dude, I can't believe you've seen Jersey Girl. I thought you were going to say you haven't seen it.
No.
The one with the guy and he has a daughter and the daughter dies.
Yeah.
The mom dies.
And then he falls in love with the girl at the movie store, right? Is that one?
That's Ben Affleck.
No, that's not him.
That's Ben Affleck.
He does so good that movie.
I told you, fool.
He does really good, though.
I told you, man. I love the part when he's like, who gives a crap about the Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
And then he meets Will Smith in the freaking... he meets Will Smith in the library.
Oh, I have to go hide now.
Why are you hiding in a jacket? Okay.
Where else
he, Ben Affleck was in Jersey Girl. He was in Mallrats, and you saw that with me.
Yep, it was alright.
He was funny in Mallrats.
For a second. He's just not like an actor I associate myself with.
He was in friggin' Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah.
He was pretty funny in that, though.
So, yeah,
I thought it was funny when Matt Damon and him were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, have you ever seen Reindeer Games? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he was, freaking Ben Affleck was like talking how, it's like, it's not my fault you're in some kind of weird movie about like some weird hunting of animals and effing each other. And he was like, I take it you haven't seen Reindeer Games?
I take it you haven't seen Reindeer Games.
And he's like, oh man, it's one thing to have me in Dogma, but it's another to have me in this film. And I love the joke when Ben Affleck says, hey, okay, Matt, sometimes you gotta do a movie because you really want to do a movie. And then sometimes you gotta do a movie because you owe someone a favor. And they both look at the camera like, yep.
Yep.
God, I love fourth wall breaking.
Especially when Deadpool does it.
You wanna watch Deadpool tonight?
What happened to Transformers?
We got all night, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. X, I'll give it to you. I've been doing this for 19 years. You wanna fight me? I said, fight these tears.
No.
What?
I don't know.
It's such a good song, though.
So, it's alright.
It's like the Deadpool song.
Yeah.
There's no other song that could compete with that for Deadpool.
For that scene,
yeah.
What's my name? I'll spell it out for you.
I'll even spell it out for you. Mm-hmm. I'm bleeping out. Well, I'm not actually bleeping out. I'm just pausing on all the cuss words. This is the Christian channel.
This is We Love You, God.
This is a religious channel. We don't talk about some silly Smallville. We talk about the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ. What is that? What was it
before? X song. Give it to you. What? I've been doing this for 19 years. Wanna find me? I said, fight these tears.
Alright. Favorite scene
favorite scene.
From the episode.
From the episode.
Of.
We were watching The Flash. We were watching Flero.
Flero.
Flero, Arrow, and Flash.
No, Flero Shane Farrell. That was me, right?
Yeah, wait,
when
no.
The paint, yeah, it was yeah, you, it's you. When the paint falls on him at the end, and you can finally see him, I like the CGI in that. That was so good. Like, for old CGI.
Really? That's your favorite scene?
That's pretty good. I enjoyed that.
I got a way better scene full.
Hot tub scene?
Oh, man. Can I have two?
Good.
All right, good. Because, oh, my God. The bathtub scene is my...
I call it a hot tub scene. You get it? You get it.
That, yeah. A hot tub.
See?
Time machine.
Yep.
The hot tub scene. Oh, yes. Look it up. Anyone that's listening, look it up. It's worth it. It's worth everything. Season 1, hot tub scene.
Episode 10.
What was it called?
Jitters.
Not Jitters. That was the one before.
Hug is it's right below Hug.
Sequence.
No.
No, it's what was it called? I like how we talk about it in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
It's something with an S. Shimmer.
Shimmer.
So, yeah, look up that scene. But there's another scene that is so cool, like the effects are so great in it, and it's just one little thing.
Hmm.
When Chloe gets the stuff on her finger, the weird stuff on her, like that makes the guy invisible.
Yeah,
and some of her finger disappears.
She's like, "That's not normal."
That's the coolest thing ever. So like, it is really good. Those effects still go by now.
Yeah,
like that's super cool. I want to know how they did that then.
Green screen.
Yeah, but like.
Oh, yeah,
how'd they get the
green,
back of it, though?
You can, like, duct tape, like, some green around it.
How'd they get the back of it, though?
Like, do it?
Like, yeah.
Do it?
Think of that.
You're right.
But that was still so cool, though.
Maybe like this.
So
maybe,
that was like...
Maybe that's all she did. Maybe she just curled her finger like that.
No.
No?
No, remember? Because they got, like, this part, too. And you can't just, like...
You're right.
But, yeah. So that was my favorite...
Scene.
Now, Jesse, how would you rate this episode?
4 out of 10 sweaters.
What? 4 out of 10?
Well, 5 for the bathtub scene.
You gotta get a 6 for the bathtub scene.
6 for
the
bathtub.
Okay.
6 good. Out of 10 sweaters.
That's better. Sweaters. Took my line.
Is that what you were gonna use?
Nah, I'm not gonna use it now because you said.
Were you going to?
I was.
Yeah, no, I need you to. Huh? That's
whatever.
The fairness of going first in the podcast life.
I mean, who's the one that is named in the beginning of the title? Mine, that's me. Yeah, that's right. I put my name in the title, not yours.
Is that supposed to show that
Noah's sidekick? Yeah, that's right.
You would never. You already did.
No, I wouldn't. I'm too much of a good friend. Jesse, you would though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I kept my friend on Fortnite the other night just because there was only one of us getting out of that storm alive.
Dang.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there. I was playing. I
had to kill another bandages.
He had to kill his friend on Fortnite.
Because it was either him or me.
It was either you or him.
So you really can't blame me. It was
It was funny because I was like, good job. Oh, we're done the same thing.
It was my survival instinct.
I wouldn't have shot Jesse, though, but he would have definitely shot me.
If I needed to, I'm not going to lie, I would have shot you.
I wouldn't have.
For that med kit, bro, that you weren't sharing? Got you. I was still thinking about Gunner after I shot him, so I would have thought about you, too. Like, thanks for that med kit. No, only one of us was going to make it.
But,
You were right outside the storm. Like, you were right outside the storm. I shoot you, go to the grab.
Like...
You weren't gonna make it. I was at 100 health.
Yeah, true.
Like, you know, you're at like 100 health right there at the storm. I'm like, well, I wasn't.
But anyway, how would I rate this episode? I got nothing to talk about. Oh, okay. I would, I'll have to go 6. No. No, I'll go 7 for the bathtub scene. 7 out of 10 sleeveless turtlenecks.
Oh my god.
7 out of 10 sleeveless turtlenecks. Just because, just that extra 7 for the bathtub scene.
Whatever it was, we had to add one to it.
The bathtub scene just gives everything. Just gives it its all. And that's just how we would... I love this episode...
To an extent.
To an extent, just because of the bathtub scene. Like, I watch this episode every night. No, I'm kidding.
Your mom sees this, comes up here, grounds you from all Smallville.
Mom walks in the room. What are you doing? I'm like, oh god, get up. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
She's a Smallville mom.
But, no, I the bathtub scene is, the OG. The OG, the OG sexual scene.
I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Okay. Well, this has been the Smallville MFs. I'm Noah.
I'm Jesse.
We are gonna be out in a second, but here's a word from our sponsors. Jesse, take it.
My name is Jesse Damian here at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
That's not what I meant at all.
If we would have put like soda brands or anything in there, we would have got sued. So,
if only. No, this has been the Smallville MFs. We are out.
I love you, Ma.
Smallville MFs is edited by Noah and hosted by Jesse and Noah. Instagram is... Instagram.